Proclamation number 2183 of December 12, 1941. Exhortation to speak fearlessly. Catastrophe. The demonic influence is unmistakable where spiritual endeavor is threatened and a certain predicament is created insofar as that people are not allowed to think and speak freely about spiritual work and its results. Man has been given the task by God to make mention of his work, and whom God chooses him to announce his will to him. He is to speak freely and openly and have no misgivings that his openness could harm him. For if the adversary works on the one side, then God's work is likewise to be understood, and his might and power is truly greater. And thus there is no need to fear anyone who is under his protection as soon as he fulfills his will. God can only make use of a willing human being if he wants to instruct humanity about what is to come. But people should know what is in store for them. They should know it in order to recognize God's will when the day dawns that will bring severe suffering upon people. And that is why God informs people in advance so that they are not unprepared for the coming events. But how else should he inform people of this if he does not want to reveal himself through human mouths? And the adversary tries to prevent this by determining the people in bondage to him to take action against people who want to serve God. Yet the latter should faithfully and resolutely fulfill their task and fearlessly confess in whose service they are and cry out to God deep in their hearts that he may strengthen their strength and their will, and they will withstand every challenge and emerge from every battle of words unharmed. God's fighters on earth are only a few, but these receive strength from God as soon as they stand up for him. For even if it may seem that they have the right and the power to demand and forbid what suits their plans, they will not be able to destroy what God himself directs to earth, and they will never be able to prevent God's fighters from first fulfilling his will before they comply with human commandments, for God is Lord over heaven and earth. Amen.